The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 216. How to connect with Mayberry fans online. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and you'll find all kinds of wonderful Mayberry things. Right now, there's a 2013 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar there you do not want to miss. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. And don't forget that weaversdepartmentstore.com is run and supports the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So buy from them if you can. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 216 is Tim Bradshaw. Hey, Tim, thanks for supporting the show, and thank you for supporting the show by listening. And it's good to have you with me. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is absolutely wonderful to be back in town here in Mayberry with you guys again. And what we're going to be talking about this episode is how to connect with Mayberry fans online. You know, a lot of people this time of year, they're going to be getting, this is Christmas time here, and a lot of people are going to be getting new computers, they're going to be getting some, you know, an iPod or some other kind of way to play podcasts maybe, or maybe they're getting an iPad and they're going to be playing around on the internet, or maybe a laptop or something. I don't know, some way they're probably going to be connecting up with their phone or something, and I just wanted to give you a little chance to find out how to connect with Mayberry fans out in the world like that. For years, I've been kind of accused of, taking Mayberry out into the Wild West or something of the electronic age, because I've been running the imayberry.com website for years, and we've had the online chapter of the Andy Griffith Show, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. It's 21 years old now, and I've been very involved in that, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. But people would say, well, you're just doing things too fast. Things are too, you know, it's not like Mayberry. Mayberry's supposed to be easy and slow and taking it easy. Well, you can do the same thing on the internet. You can take things slow and easy and get to know people and visit, just like you're sitting on the front porch over at the Taylor House. You can do that. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. And I want to give you the tools and the places where you could go to do just that. So I was just talking about the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. And that's something you definitely want to check out. Now, as I said, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter is now 21 years old officially. Back in 1990, a fellow named Bob Bravatti, he was on the old Prodigy computer network. I'm sure most of you guys don't even know what that is, and some of you may be too young to even remember 1990. So anyway, he started it, and it didn't really go very well. But then I got on there a few months later. He did that in April. It's just a few months later, early in the fall, and I started another topic. It was kind of like a bulletin board system. And we got on there and started talking about the Andy Griffith Show there on the Prodigy Network. And Bob responded back to me, and then other people started responding. And it was just absolutely amazing. And that conversation went on for an entire year. Toward the end of that first year, we had 57 or so people talking about the Andy Griffith Show every day and doing quotes and just visiting with one another. And we got the idea that we ought to make ourselves an official chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So we had this little, voting that went on to try to figure out what the name would be, because this was a new thing, an online chapter. Never heard of that. So we had things like studying the old bulletin board, huh? Or my hometown chapter and the boys in the lab. But the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board, the name, won the day and was chosen. And last year was the 20th anniversary, and this year heads to the 21st anniversary. And I'd figured up a while back how many issues, because for you that don't know, we have the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest. Well, the Digest is a daily email that comes out about the Andy Griffith Show. And there's, 1,300 or so members of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. And you could be one of them too. It doesn't cost you anything. But in the time we've been running the chapter and sending out those emails, there have been approximately 5,730 some odd issues of the Digest that have come out in that 21 years. That's a lot of talk about Mayberry. And folks, I invite you to be a part of that. The fans there that are part of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter love to get to meet new people, love to meet one another, because every year at Mayberry Days, we get together and actually meet and have a meeting where we'll have, 30 or so of us will be there. But that's in person. That doesn't mean we don't get together online every day nearly and read something one of our fans or one of the friends in the chapter have heard about and seen. Maybe you saw one of the Andy Griffith Show actors on some show, or maybe it was just some trivial triviality that you caught. But that's a great way to get involved with the Andy Griffith Show community online, because it's just by email and it's pretty easy and slow, because you get one a day unless everything's really talkative, and you might get two or so. Every once in a while, if something really big happens, you might get three, but that is extremely rare. Normally you get one email a day and it's not too many things to read, but it's a lot of fun and it keeps you in that Mayberry frame of mind. So I definitely want to invite you to head on over to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter website. Now that website, the initials are WBMUTBB. It's Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board.com. And if you head over to the show notes for this episode, number 216 of Two Chairs, No Waiting, you'll find the information right there about how to get in touch with us and how to subscribe and be a member of that chapter, as well as whatever chapter you're a member of locally, because I definitely encourage you to do that, to get in touch with your friends that are there local as well. So head on over and do that. Now, that's just one of the ways to get in touch and stay in touch with friends in Mayberry. We've got another place that we started about a year ago, and it's called the iMayberry Community. Now, the iMayberry Community is made up of fans, and it's kind of a Facebook-type place. And you can go there and you sign up and you can put your picture online where people can kind of see who you are. And folks get on there and talk about the Andy Griffith Show and just whatever might be on their minds. They wish each other happy birthdays. They talk about trivia questions. And there's stuff on here right now, the Andy Griffith Show animated graphics, GIF files, if you've ever seen the GIF files that move. Folks have been posting some of those. There's conversation about the Stranger in Town and folks about seeing Thelma Lou and Cheaper by the Dozen. There's just all kinds of stuff there. And if you head over to imayberrycommunity.com, you'll be able to gather with about currently 550 some odd people that are just like us, that are big Mayberry fans. And it's a great way to get in touch and stay in touch with them. So I definitely want to encourage that. And of course, if you go to the website for mayberry.com or imayberry.com, you can go there and you'll find links to everything from there. So if you do go to imayberry.com, you can go there. You'll also see the e-bullet. Now that's something you can sign up for, and I want to encourage you to do that, because the e-bullet is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. And when you get this delivered directly to your mailbox every time it comes out, which is about every other month, The current issue, this being in December, the current issue was from November of 2012. But you can go and read all kinds of stuff about things going on in and around the Andy Griffith Show. Great way to stay in touch, at least from the headquarters idea out to you, to find out what's going on around Mayberry. And it's got a calendar of events in there that will show you everything that's going on in and around Mayberry. Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board. If you just scroll down it, you'll find all kinds of events that are always happening related to the Andy Griffith Show. It's a great way to find out what's going on around the world of Mayberry. So I definitely want to encourage you to head there as well to get a copy of the e-bullet. But you can get it all if you just go to imayberry.com. You can get links to all this kind of stuff and head there. Of course, we always mention if you want to buy stuff, it's awesome to head over to Weaver's Department Store. And Weaver's Department Store, you know, I always say they're a sponsor of our podcast, and they are. But Weaver's is also the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. It's the store for the club. And to keep all these things going, the e-bullet and imayberry.com and some of these other things, if you buy from Weaver's, it helps keep those things going, because that's how that's how the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club makes its money. There's no charge for subscribing to the e-bullet or any of this other stuff. But if you will purchase items from Weaver's, it helps keep all these things going. So I definitely want to encourage that as well. And, you know, it's not a requirement. You can go and do whatever you'd like, but that's just a nice way to give back a little bit to the community. All right, now there's some online chapters I want to mention. There's it's not really online. These are chapters that are online. And there's one in particular, the Mayberry chapter out of Knoxville, Tennessee. It's mayberrychapter.com. If you head over there, you can get in touch with them. And they even put out a real paper newsletter. So if you'd like to sign up for that, I think you can pay them and you can contact them at least, and they'll tell you what to do. But if you head over to mayberrychapter.com, they have pictures. They're very active. So if you're in the Knoxville area, I definitely, definitely encourage you to try to get in touch with them and go and visit, because you will have a great time. Those folks get together and do a lot of events. They're probably one of the most active chapters besides the Barney chapter that's over in North Carolina. The Knoxville chapter, the Mayberry chapter there in Knoxville, Tennessee, is probably one of the most active chapters of all the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club chapters. I mean, there's several pretty active ones. There's the Hardy Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women down around Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They're very active. But definitely head over to mayberrychapter.com. Now, there's another online chapter that's called Mayberry State of Mind. Now, Mayberry State of Mind, the thing that I wanted to tell you about is just like this, we have a chat room for this podcast. And there's a chat room at the iMayberry community. So if you enjoy chatting and visiting with people, if you go to the iMayberry community, you will see that there's a barbershop chat there. And whenever I'm recording this podcast, we're live and there's people in there. Right now there's 6 or 10 people. And usually there's closer to 20, but I'm recording this on an unusual evening. But you can come in there during the podcast recordings and be a part of the show. You get to visit and talk with one another while I record this show. So you can be a part of it as we visit. So I definitely want to encourage that. And as I said, a Mayberry State of Mind, their chapter, they have a chat room. And every Tuesday night, they get together for some trivia. So head over to their website. It's amayberrystateofmind.com. A link will be in the show notes for all these things. And you can head over to their chat room and be a part of just visiting with some Mayberry fans. I personally have gone in and done the chat and tried to do the trivia contest. I was terrible. I don't think I got but maybe no answers right. But it's a great way to stay in touch and get into touch with other Mayberry fans. Because, guys, that's what it's all about, is visiting and being a part of each other's lives. Because isn't that what Mayberry is about? We talk about the Mayberry spirit. We talk about we talk about just the community of Mayberry. And that's what it was about, wasn't it? They were involved in each other's lives. And you can definitely do that even online. You don't see the folks, but you can chat with them and you can talk to them and you can actually become friends. And then once you actually get together and see them in person, you have so much in common, and you just, it is really an amazing thing. It's kind of like having a pen pal from a bygone era when people did that a lot, had pen pals. That is a, it's a lot like that because you get to be real friends with folks. Now there's another place you can go as a resource, and it'll be there, that that's at the Andy Griffith Show RealtorsClub.com's website. It's TAGSRWC.com. And there'll be a link there, but it's called Sarah's Mayberry Directory, and you can get to it from imayberry.com right on the front page. It's there. But there's a link there that shows all the different chapter websites that are online that I know of. If you have a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club that is online that's not listed, please let me know, because I would like to list them there. There is the Mayberry Giants, hit one for the old Goober chapter. There's a dollar and a quarter chapter from up in New Philadelphia, Ohio. There's Barney's Hometown chapter from Morgantown, West Virginia. And as I'd mentioned, the Mayberry chapter from Knoxville, Tennessee. There's a great chapter's website that disappeared on me. It was called Spot the Talking Dog Chapter. It's no longer there. There's a link there, but it's broken. If anybody knows how to get in touch with those folks and get that website back up and running, I would be glad to help them. So have them contact me. Then there's Them Timers Are Tricky chapter that our friend Emmett runs from down in Florida. It's got great wave files, audio files. You can go and get clips from the Andy Griffith Show. And there's the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore chapter I mentioned, and the Mother Figure chapter. That's my local chapter here in Huntsville, Alabama. Then there's a group on Yahoo called Tennessee Tags, which is Tennessee, the Andy Griffith Show. It's a bunch of Tennessee fans that all get together, fans that live in Tennessee, I should say, of the Andy Griffith Show. And then there's a nice site called History. That's my subject chapter, which is a pretty cool one. It's got all kinds of really neat stuff there. It's run by the book guy. And then finally, the one that I have listed is a Mayberry State of Mind. So all those things you can find in Sarah's Mayberry Directory and a lot more. There's a whole lot of other stuff there as well. So head over to the imayberry.com website, and you can go directly to that because there's a link right there to the Sarah's. And it's down. You have to scroll down a little bit, and it's below a few things. Right above the Goober's postcards, you'll see Sarah's Mayberry Directory. It's right there. So I definitely want to encourage you. There are so many ways for you to get in touch with Mayberry fans online. Your central place to go to find all these ways is to imayberry.com. Head over to imayberry.com, and there are pretty much links to all this stuff that I was talking about right there at imayberry.com. There's the iMayberry community, Two Chairs No Waiting. There's also Facebook. I didn't even mention that. The Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club has a Facebook page you can be a fan of. There's like 30,000 members of the Facebook page. You're not alone. There are Mayberry fans all over the place just waiting to get in touch with you and to get to know you and have fun talking about our favorite show. Because I've been talking about this show for now 216 episodes of this podcast. And somehow I always come up with something to talk about. It's because I love it. And you love it too, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. But there's so many other ways you can communicate with people rather than just listening to me talk. You can actually be a part of it. Matter of fact, you can be a part of this. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave messages for the podcast right here as the Mayberry Band starts up. I'd love to hear from you. If you got ways that other people can get together and meet and just grow in that Mayberry fellowship, let me know. Call in. Let us all know. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. As I said, you can call me at 888-684-8415. You can go over to the twochairsnowaiting.com website and leave messages there. Or you can, just any way you want to get in touch with me, head over there and do it. There's a Facebook page, all kinds of stuff for Two Chairs. All these things are online. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. And we're going to see you guys coming up soon for our year in review show, which I guess would be next week. Well, will it be next week? It'll be real soon because the year's almost over. And all you fans that are out there that are just coming on board, it is great to have you with us. And I hope you'll come back again. And folks, we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, everybody.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.